Okay. Any prayer requests this morning? All right. Well, let's pray. Father, we just thank you, God, for today. Thank you for the rain, Lord. Thank you for keeping us safe last night according to your will, Lord. Even though sometimes it might get a little rough, Lord. But you know what's best for us. God, we just praise you, and we pray for Brian and Erica and Floyd and Jessica and Brian and Olin, Lord, and Chris, Eric, and we just pray for them and just ask that your will be done. We pray for your mercy, pray that you would lead them all in wisdom. Lord, we just pray for just that you protect them from Satan, and that you just lead us all, help us to follow and to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, if you've got a Septuagint, it's Psalms 52. If you've got the Masoretic, it's 53. Okay. The fool said in his heart, this is what the fool said. The fool said, "There is no God. They are corrupt and abominable in lawlessness. There is none who does good. God looked from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there were any who understood or sought God. All turned aside. They were altogether rendered useless. There is none who does good, not even one. Do all the workers of lawlessness not know? They eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God. They were in great fear where no fear was, for God scattered the bones of men pleasers. They were put to shame because God scorned them. Who will bring the salvation of Israel out of Zion? When God brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob will greatly rejoice and Israel will be glad." Well, that's a verse we've all heard a bunch. That first one that says, the fool said in his heart, "There is no God." It says, God looked from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there was any who understood or sought God. And it says, they all turned aside. They were altogether rendered useless. There is none who does good, not even one. I think it must be pretty disappointing to God to look on the earth and just see the wickedness of man, and just to see how hard it is and how evil things are, and just all the wicked things that people do. I think it's pretty disappointing to God, and it's disappointing to us too when someone does something bad to us, but we know that God has called us to do what's good and to do better, to do what we know is right. And so even though maybe the rest of the world around us is doing wrong, or even our friend or our brother or our sister might be doing something that's wrong, let's push ourselves to do what's right, to do what we know is right. Okay? That's what God likes. He likes us when we love each other. He likes us when we help those who need help, and He likes us when we forgive. So let's just try to do what we know is right. Let's not be like the fool who says there's no God, and not to live that way, because that's foolishness. Let's see, Marcus, what were they supposed to say today?
Just about their chore that they were to be faithful in. Okay. What Brother David preached last Sunday about learning to just be very good, do a chore, simple chore very well, and give us a little report.
All right. Okay. Okay. Well, Roger, will you get us started?
I should be a faithful goat herd because yesterday I left the goats get close to the garden and got distracted. I'm working at getting the dishes done in time even when there's a whole lot.
I'm supposed to bring in the eggs without being told, but still sometimes Mom has to tell me.
I tried doing my normal chores without being told.
I tried to do things like feeding the animals and making my bed and cleaning my room without being told every day.
This week I just tried to do my chores and try to remember them and yeah.
This week I tried to work on doing my chores without being told, but sometimes what they have to tell me.
Okay, well, I think it's a real good idea that we keep on doing that. And you're going to have another assignment, but still do that one. And maybe we'll look back at that and see how you're doing again here in a little bit. But I was thinking about that verse, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There's some things that remind me that there is a God. You know, when I just look at people and just, you know, babies and myself, you know, just, you know, I just look at life and it's hard for me to imagine that there's no God, that this is all just for nothing, you know, that this is all just an accident, that the plants are outside or the sun's shining or that we're here talking, you know, that it's hard for me to believe that there's no God. I want you to think about this week, what things help remind you or help you to believe that there's a God? Is there something that you see in nature or something your parents told you or something you saw in the Bible? Is there something that helps you to believe that there is a God? And that's what I want you to figure out this week or think about and then tell us about it next week. Okay? All right. You can sit down.
Something we've done or do that we aren't told to do, but we do it because we know we're held accountable for it. I didn't really think of just any singular instance. I feed cattle every morning, and if they get out and the fence is broke, I fix it. Just stuff that I ain't told to do, but I know I need to do because it's what I'm supposed to do. Just any job that comes up or something happens or I break something, I need to fix it. Just because I know that I'm held accountable for it, whether I'm told to do it or not.
I remember sometimes when it was cold and wet and I just did my chores faithfully without being told.
I didn't really think of a specific incident that I can think of. I know there's probably more times than should have been that I didn't do what I was told or should have known what I should have did. But if I want to do something that, maybe I didn't, I maybe shouldn't do, I'll think, what my parents would think, and then maybe, I wouldn't do it or whatever. And then I just, like what Colby said, just doing your everyday, day in, day out chores. It's just part of life, doing what you're doing, what's in front of you, and knowing what you have to do, just doing it.
I couldn't think of any one thing, just doing normal stuff every day. I probably do need to, not being able to think of any one thing, probably need to do a better job of seeing stuff and doing them.
Everything that I thought of, that I'd done without someone telling me to, I was already supposed to do.
This morning I woke up and I thought a mosquito bit me. And then I look out across the yard right out my window and there's a swamp in our garden. And without thinking about it, without any authority, compulsion, or anything like that, I just went outside and stuck a hose, got the hose full of water and hooked two hoses together and started siphoning that water. And the only thing I was thinking of was mosquitoes and siphoning, so.
I did my chores this week without being told to do them.
About 10 or maybe never that everybody was gone. I was the only one home, and mom and the girls, and the chores needed to be done, and I did it without being told.
I remember one time, it was a while ago, I was supposed to water the goats, and I wasn't being very faithful at it, and then I just decided to just water them faithfully, and then I did until I got other chores.
I thought about when I got baptized, I thought that I'm going to be accountable for that and everything that I do. It's just one thing that I thought about.
I guess for the older boys, if you could look up a verse on having faith in God, and maybe also just like the younger boys, just something that reminds you or helps you believe that there's a God, something that you look to that helps your faith.